ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ॐ नमो भगवते
Chapter 3, entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy, page number 74. Itam kamagatir gacchan.
Itam kamagatir
gacchan. Bhavadara. Bhavadara. Repeated birth and death, impelled by the reactions of his own activities. He helplessly wanders from one inauspicious situation to another, suffering from the moment of creation until the time of cosmic annihilation. Purple. According to Srila Bhagavatam, after hearing that a living entity is repeatedly subjected to birth and death within the material world, if one still considers such a helpless entity equal to God in all respects, one will surely fall into the darkest region of the universe, from which it is difficult to rise. Om Nayasimaram Dasyam Ganayam Shalakanyam Saksham Maritam Janam Tasman Sri Gurudayam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Gurudayam
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare
Hare.
Translation again. Thus the conditioned living entity is forced to experience repeated birth and death. Impelled by the reactions of his own activities, he helplessly wanders from one inauspicious situation to another, suffering from the moment of creation until the time of cosmic annihilation. So, this material world is designed so that one is obliged to work for sense gratification. This work is called karma, or action. And karma, or action, comes from desire. So desire is the beginning of all our activities in the material world. So the seed of desire is planted within the heart. Then that desire is watered. The seed of desire is watered through meditation, thinking, hearing and chanting. So then the desire fructifies, grows. And when the desire grows, it forces us to act, to try and fulfill that desire. And the fruits of that desire are what we experience as happiness and distress. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita 13:22, Purusha prakriti sto hi punte prakriti jandunam karmanam gunasangosya sarasajunikam sum. the living entity thus follows the ways of life in the material world. Enjoying the three modes of material nature, thus, and because of contact with that nature, he meets good and evil amongst various species. So both happiness and distress in this material world are suffering. Because the happiness which we experience, it leads us into a false sense of security, and then we feel comfortable. But it's only a matter of time when distress hits us. Now it's always, because everything in the material world is temporary. So happiness is temporary, must be followed by distress. So the happiness that we experience is so flickering that it's only a matter of time before we experience this distress. Now in the Bhagavad Gita, this explains how the living entity is conditioned by the modes of material nature in the 14th chapter. That explains how the living entity who is conditioned by the mode of goodness, they experience knowledge and happiness. When one acquires knowledge, generally one becomes very proud. Through the also happiness in the mode of goodness, one becomes attached to very much. So that's what binds the living entity conditioned by the mode of goodness in the material world. The mode of passion, one is conditioned by the desire for unlimited longings and desires that they need to try and fulfill. So one is bound to the material world through these unlimited desires, which is burning within the heart. And in the mode of ignorance, one is bound by sleep, indolence, and ultimately one becomes so mad and bewildered that they lost all intelligence to understand, to experience happiness. So Devamrita Swami, a spiritual master, he is always stressing that we always have to try and understand, try and see how the living entities are suffering in the material world. He said, especially if one wants to have a long life in distributing books, then one has to get this vision, because it is compassion what impels the devotee to go out and distribute Krishna to others. And if one doesn't have this vision, then one can pray to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was the embodiment of compassion. He prayed to Lord Nisimha Lesna, Naibod Vijay Paradarasa Yabaitara, Sadhviriya Gaina, Mahatmiti Mahatmiti Tan, Shotir Tatova, Mekatisha Sainam Jiyatan, Mayasukhari Sakhi. Hare Krishna, Nityananda, Kumbhikana. And I bless your great personality. I am not afraid of material existence, for wherever I stand, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of the glories and activities. But my only concern is for those poor fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and trying to maintain their families and societies and nations, that I am concerned only with love for them. And so, we can pray that we can also develop this, the mood of compassion to help these, help the conditioned souls in the material world. That they, you know, they don't understand that the that they actually can't conceive of actually any happiness outside of the material world, but anything that's actually got some substance to it. You know, they you know, I was thinking about the yesterday, how my pre-Krishna conscious days, how I used to try and find enjoyment, you know, and the endeavor and suffering I went to try and get that enjoyment. You know, like before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was a chef by trade, you know, and I was very much into like extreme sports. You know, I would do like bungee jumping, snowboarding, surfing, water skiing, you know, all these sorts of crazy things. And I remember when I was in everyone here knows Queenstown in the South Island in New Zealand. It's very famous in Australasia for the, you know, extreme sports capital of Australasia. So anyway, I was down in Queenstown. I went down there for the for winter, the snowboarding season. Yeah. And when I was down there, I got a job at a restaurant called the Holt Breath Cafe. I was working in the Hog's Breath Cafe, and what happened is, before the season, you buy your season pass. You know, they charge some ridiculous amounts of money, like $500 or $600. I can't remember exactly the exact number. This is about like eight years ago. But it was a lot of money. Anyway, I was working at this Hogsbeth Cafe, and you know, because I was cooking all sorts of abominable foods that day. You know, and after handling some kind of flesh or something, I kind of washed my hands properly, and you know, I left the kitchen, and I must have had a itch on my leg, so I scratched my leg. And from this scratch, I got this intense, like, staphylococcal infection. And I had these big sores all over my body. And these sores, they would scab over, right? But they would never heal, and they'd just be like pus and like fluids just oozing out of the sides of these sores, you know. It was one of the most painful experiences of my life, having this infection. Anyway, even I had this infection, because I'd spent all this money on this pass for the snowboarding, and so you can get on the ski lift that takes you up to the top of the mountain, so you can snowboard down. So anyway, even though I was in so much pain because of this infection, but still, you know, I'd take my board up to the sea lift and jump on the lift, go up to the top of the mountain, and you know, I'd start going down, and like these sores, yeah, that I had some right on my ankles, you know, and snowboarding or constantly moving your ankles. And it was intense pain, but I was determined, I had really strong determination to get my money's worth and get my enjoyment out of this experience. Every time I fell over, you know, I'd fall on one of these doors and it'd be like, intense pain. And by the time the end of the day came, you know, my snowboarding pants and socks, they'd be like wet with pus and, you know, the fluid and just incredible agony. I still try to squeeze this ounce of enjoyment. So this desire to enjoy is there in every living entity. So as devotees, we should see it as our duty to help these conditioned souls to experience an enjoyment that is far beyond anything they can conceive of. You know, they need to get this higher taste from devotional service. Otherwise, as is said in the verse, they're just bound to the material world through the experience birth and death. You know, and they're bound to old age and disease. Birth, death, old age and disease. Is all that is waiting for them. So, if material desires manifest within the heart, we have to be very introspective and to, you know. There's two ways of dealing with material desires in devotional service. One is to either dovetail them, you know, see how you can use them in Krishna's service. And the other way is to starve that desire. But to do that, to starve that desire, you need very strong guidance. Actually, we need guidance for anything we do in the spiritual life, but especially with dealing with material desires. You know, because we have to uproot and get out of these anarchies, you know, preferably as quickly as possible. Because if we don't get rid of it, then we're holding on to them. They'll manifest at some point in our position, right? So the sooner we get rid of them, the better. You know, this. You know, the strongest material desire that we all have is sex desire. You know, Devamita Swami was explaining that if one decides to starve this desire, you know, to refrain from engaging in sex life, then it can take a minimum between 15 to 20 years to conquer that desire. And this is how strong this desire is. And so Prahlad Maharaj, he explains that this desire is like an itch. You know, he says, "Yen mai tsunari jena mei sukhami chushan." That sixth line is compared to the rubbing of two hands together to relieve an itch. You know, and Prabhupada gave the analogy that, you know, you have a mosquito bite and you scratch once, you find a little bit of relief.
Here you scratch again, and again you feel a bit better. Where you scratch, you keep on scratching, and blood comes eventually. And that's, we have to try and uproot these material desires. When we are able to uproot these material desires ourselves, then we can give others assistance on how to, we can become qualified ourselves to help others. So I'll stop there. Is there any questions or comments? Anything you would like to add? Okay, so tomorrow I'm going to be leaving Melbourne, unfortunately. So definitely it's just fine. He always stresses that we should always beg the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas. So I humbly beg all of you to please give me the blessings that I can give some use to my spiritual master to help push forward Srila Prabhupada's mission. Okay. Jai. 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 Jai.